part three. So sometimes we go for a ride on tandems and all sorts of stuff. But the way they tried to do it, I think, was as you got older within the secondary school, and they tried to reduce the amount of support you had. And personally, for me, this was an absolute godsend. And I think was about the best way that it could work. And okay, first of all, I probably should say, this is my story in terms of, I know this isn't going to work for some people. And I know there were some people that tried doing it the way that school would have it, but they just couldn't get on. It didn't work for them. And I think a lot of this stuff has to be done as an individual case. But anyway, I believe that setup, you know, encouraging independence, mainstreaming in terms of social interactions, school clubs, all this sort of nonsense that you get in a normal mainstream state-run secondary school, set me up for college. Because when I did, after my GCSEs, I decided not to go on to A-levels. Actually, a decision I regret. But I went and did an advanced GMVQ in computing. Yes, I am a geek. And I went to my local college, like sixth form college. And I certainly was the only blind person on my course. I don't think there were very many blind pupils at the college, you know, blind pupils at the college. And we're talking, you know, a college that had a number of campuses and all this sort of stuff. But yes, basically, they had a learning support team that I could go and talk to if I needed to. But basically, I was on my own. And actually, I was ready for that, because the skills in terms of the confidence to go up to a lecturer, teacher, whatever, and say, hang on a sec, you know, obviously not in the middle of the class, but, you know, at the end or the beginning, and just say, hang on a sec, I could, what are we trying to explain here? What's the easiest way of getting this in my head? And it was then, at college, that I really fell in love with computer programming, and that's what I do for a career now. But college pretty much led straight onto university. This is in the year 2000, I went off with my guide dog Charlie, and I went to De Montfort University, still in Leicester. I first lived away from home then, and I had uni was just fantastic. But again, all the skills that I got, I'd learnt while I was at secondary school, I'd